Hey, thanks, Gary. While Senator President Barack Obama leased a gray Chrysler 300C.
I think we knew that.
Yeah. Somebody's selling it on eBay now.
Oh, yeah?
Book value on it, $16.5. Minimum bid is $1 million, according to the seller description. The car comes with the original paperwork and the title showing that this vehicle was actually used by Barack Obama.
Who's saying that is?
Well, here's the money question. Does it smell like cigarette smoke?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because that brings down the value.
Yeah. The eBay seller who actually is selling the car for the anonymous owner, this is an agent, says in the description, "This auction is a serious auction. Please keep it as such. eBay is not a playground. We understand that many in this great country of ours suffered or rather have differing political views. Please keep your comments concerning the upcoming election out of this auction. It's not the proper arena for those opinions."
Well, in your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're the webmaster for Kraft when they're not doing that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
So according to a new survey.
Oh, conducted, gonna be a new study. There,
yeah, conducted by the Almond Board of California. 9 out of 10 women age 35 and up revealed they snack between meals, and a significant portion, 35%, admit to going overboard on snacking, consuming their most indulgent snacks in the late evening hours of the day. Nutrition experts say eating a small snack at mid-morning and mid-afternoon is a smart strategy. Choosing the right snack is important.
Well, you should snack between meals.
Yeah. Men don't snack. We just eat, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Snack.
That's right.
Snack.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, open up a bag of Doritos. I'm just snacking.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Hey,
yeah.
if you want a burger at 3:30, by golly, get one.
That's right.
Know?
Yeah. So we don't snack. We eat, okay? And then, what is that outside? Is that loud enough out there? And then we drink to go along with eating, so.
Well, you know, they're rambunctious because it's Allie's last day on
the
air.
Is that
oh,
it?
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Okay. They're playing up and down in the hall. Okay. All right, gotcha. Now, if you want to make someone you don't know feel better, mm-hmm. then look at them. That's it. Just look at them and just a little smile. A study showed that those who received a glance and a smile from a passing stranger could feel connected to them. Okay, just be careful. You know, don't smile too long. Don't look too long.
Yeah, because then you're creepy.
Yeah.
Did you hear something you should know this morning?
Something you should know. No, I don't remember it. What was it about?
Oh, it was just a peach of an episode that talked about how if you're stressed out, you should get in the longest line possible to work on improving your patience. And I thought of you.
Well, I would have thought of you. So
well,
there.
And I knew you would have. Yeah. And I knew if you hadn't heard it, or if you had heard it and I hadn't, that you would definitely want to share it with me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, with actually selfish motivation, you should seek to do nice things for other people because it makes you feel better.
Yeah, yeah. And
which is fine, but the idea of standing in the longest line just to force yourself to be more patient and the money quote. Now, I knew that I was forgetting something. I remember it now. The money line was, and let other people in front of you. What are the people behind you going to say?
Yeah.
What if you let five? Really. What if five people have stacked up behind you, and the hot chick walks up, and you decide, "Hey, you want to get in front of me there?
Yeah.
Sweet thing.
Yeah, don't care about them.
Yeah, yeah. Right. See, well, and you're talking about in line, and even more so if you're in traffic.
Uh huh. Now,
here we go. Here we go. You know, pet peeve: you're driving along, you've got the right of way. You're following some, I mean, you're behind someone who understands that, but they decide to be nice and stop to let somebody come in. In other words, breaking the rules of the road just to let somebody get in.
Well, I'm that guy in front that lets people in. That's, I just,
even when it's against the rules of the road.
Only if in front of me it's stacked up to where we wouldn't be moving out anyway. You know, we're like after a football game. I'm the guy who on 2818, for the people who want to turn left out of the apartments, okay, I'm the guy who will stop and create the gap for them to turn left after a football game, knowing that in front of me they're stacked up anyway and we're not going anywhere fast anyway. But I'm the guy that will stop and do that.
You'll do that until you get rear-ended, right?
Well, you're not going fast enough. Nobody's going fast enough after a football game to get rear-ended.
Okay.
So,
right.
But I am that.
I try.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
I just try to hurry up and get out of the way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing my part by not letting anyone in.
Yeah.
Because the faster I go past them, the faster everybody else will go past them.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
And also, if you're trying to turn left out of an apartment parking lot following a Texas A&M football game, you need to have your license taken away from you.
Yeah. Well, people have places to be.
Well, you know what?
I'm not asking
this is a well-laid out town in which, under any number of circumstances, you can turn right, go down to Holloman, and make your left turn there with a protected light.
The other thing you can do is...
You meanie.
The other thing you can do is leave.
Practical.
The other thing you can do is leave earlier. Mm-hmm. You know when the game's going to be over.
Well, yeah, I wasn't accounting for people having sense. I'm just trying to be a nice guy.
You're just trying to help out those people who use bad judgment.
And you talk about
to Popeyes.
And you talk about getting out of the way, but the thing is, the people behind you might not be as nice as you, and they might not create that gap, and therefore that person can't ever get out.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know.
And there's probably a name for that kind of an accident where you're trying to turn across two lanes of traffic and the first one stops and the second one doesn't. I mean, basically it's the person who's turning fault, obviously, but nonetheless, they're probably becoming a special name for that.
Yeah.
New York City event promoter recently confirmed that what everybody already knew, and that is that nobody wants ugly people at their parties. Earlier this week.
That's why I don't get invited.
That's it. A promoter for the Epic Group sent an email out inviting people to RSVP an event featuring Solange Knowles.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce's sister.
Okay, there you go. At a Tiffany store. Hmm. The response was huge. So on the day of the event, they sent a cancellation email for almost everyone. Quote, any models who RSVP'd will be admitted to the event, but they cannot bring any guests unless their guests are models, too. We apologize for your inconvenience.
Hmm.
Again, RSVP, okay, be admitted if the guest you bring is also a model. But it gets better. Then New York Magazine's The Cut says another email went out later in the day retracting the models-only requirement. Quote, we've been informed that the best-looking guests will be admitted whether they're models or not. Models can bring whoever they want to the event. We were worried that good people might be turned away at the door, but have been assured that the best-looking people will have no problem. So, that's how they roll in New York City. Continuing our salute to Thomas Crapper today.
Yeah.
Because today's Crapper Day. Automatic flushers are disappearing from restaurant toilets in Columbus, Ohio, in the surrounding area. Restaurants and other businesses have been reporting the thefts. Police believe it could be because the device contains a metal called red brass that goes for more than $2 a pound. Don't know what red brass is, but there you are. And don't know how it's different. But and why just in Columbus, Ohio? Maybe we can start a crime spree.
Right. Red brass. Huh.
I don't know.
Florida, I guess that's brass that sort of, you know, could when, be. It, yeah. when it gets lacquer on it, it turns red.
Could be. A Florida woman remains in jail after police say she called 911 six times for no apparent reason. Each time Joan Mayo reached the dispatcher, she yelled and screamed profanities at him. What's going on there, ma'am? Said the 911 operator.
None of your business! Just send me a sergeant. It's none of your business. And why are you so stupid?
Police, they do know where you live.
Yeah, police arrived at Joan's house, just in time to hear her calling 911 yet again from her cell phone. That's when she was arrested. Allegedly told police she had no regard for the 911 system and she could call whenever she wanted. All she wanted to do was get some cigarettes.
Well, you know, they've got cigarettes in jail.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
She could maybe be able to bring her own smokes with her, as a matter of fact. Yeah. All right, here you go. Chance for you to use good judgment or not. Dumb things that guys over 40 do. Dumb things that guys over 40 do.
Yeah, tell me, because that way I can prepare for what I'm going to do stupid. Yeah, what I'm going to do stupid next.
Yeah. And again, this is a partial list.
I see. They don't stop doing them at 60 by chance,
yeah,
do they?
No,
it's just...
All right. Get an earring.
Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah.
Let me see. Nope.
Grow or keep a ponytail.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I would if I could.
Favorite running shoes or sneakers as primary footwear?
Yeah, well,
Oh, now you're going to Midland, right?
Yeah. I believe they have.
Yeah.
The next thing's about, you know, Crocs or Mandels.
Yeah. And, they didn't make the list again. This is a partial list. Wear baggy jeans. Get into rap music. Start tanning again.
Oh, that's so creepy when you see an old man that obviously tans.
Yeah.
Oh, look, orange and wrinkly is still wrinkly, okay?
And here's the next one.
Just deal with it.
Wear blue jean shorts.
What's wrong with that? Well, I guess that's one thing I do.
With your tennis shoes.
I wear blue jean shorts.
Or jorts, as they're called.
or get tattooed. Okay, I think I can successfully check just about all those off the list. Tom on the – well, I know.
Yeah.
But Tom's a beach bum sometimes.
Exactly.
So that's
what he's going to wear as he runs for mayor of Port A. So.
January's here, and Rattler's Convenience Stores have great specials on things to eat. Try a fresh hot dog in any 20-ounce fountain drink for only $1.49 all month long. Specials on hot drinks for cold days, any size coffee or cappuccino for the low price of only 69 cents. And great beer specials to watch all your favorite sports on TV in January. With 12 packs of Bud Light, Miller Lite, and Coors Light, only $10.99. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan. January's here, and Rattler's Convenience Stores have great...
Yeah, I know. I just told you that, as a matter of fact. Let's go here, huh?
Aggie fans, get your softball tickets right now. For just $125, you can be a part of the action all season long. Aggie softball's home opener is set for February 15th, so get your tickets now. You don't want to miss any of the excitement from your fighting Texas Aggie softball team. For more information, visit AggieAthletics.com or call 1-888-99-AGGIE. Texas A&M softball.
Hey, kiss the satellite and phone company goodbye and discover the difference with Suddenlink. Unlike the other companies, with Suddenlink you get TV, internet, phone, home security. Suddenlink on demand, that's over 9,000 hours of free programming. And there's Suddenlink to go, so that you can take your TV with you when you're on the go. There's the internet, which is so much faster than DSL, and of course free access to ESPN3.com. Now, get high-speed internet for $15 a month and advanced digital TV for $27 a month when you bundle. Only Suddenlink gets you that many ways for you to save. So switch to Suddenlink today. Go to the website, suddenlink.com, to learn more. Or call them at 1-800-915-1866. I tell you, every time I sit down, got that DVR going, and it changes the way you watch television. You can pause live programming if you didn't catch something and you want to see it or hear it again. Just push the little rewind button and it's right back there. Or capturing shows that you can watch when you have time, fast forwarding through commercials. Lots of ways that it changes the way that you watch television. All that can be available to you. So give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW is our favorite time of the week. You know, it's the last 10 minutes. We're liable to talk about almost anything. With the final four presidential candidates absorbing every bit of the public's attention, easy to forget that Congress is holding their elections also this fall.
Yeah.
Members of the Senate and House Committee trying to ramp things up. According to a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, 56% of U.S. Americans are sick of the way that Congress has been operating, a sentiment shared by...
Only 56%?
Well, While 55% of the liberals, 55% of the moderates, and 58% of the conservatives all agree, 31% of the people responded said, we need to get rid of everybody. How about everybody?
I'm in.
Just all of them. All of them. So there you are. And that would be interesting. I mean, you turn over the entire House of Representatives, and then you're going to do a third of the Congress? That
I don't agree with that. I mean, you know, there's freshman congressmen and congresswomen who, you know, just been there listening and all that. I mean,
again, my guy's great. The rest of them suck.
Well, we have one. I wasn't talking specifically of him, but I, you know, any of them. Sure. I don't think they deserve to be kicked out after 2 years.
Nancy Pelosi. The Times Comprehensive Atlas of the World has apologized for sparking worldwide headlines by publishing a map showing that 15% of Greenland's ice cap had melted, when in fact it hadn't. They just doctored the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, let's go ahead and melt the ice cap 15%, see what they think about that. Yeah,
that's right. It'll further our cause.
That's right. The Times Comprehensive Atlas of the World. A company called Career Bliss has conducted an online survey to measure the level of job dissatisfaction of respondents. Limited growth opportunities, lack of reward, not salary, were the biggest complaints. Once again, limited growth opportunities, lack of reward, not the salary being the biggest complaints. Once again, you've got a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. These are the highest misery index. According to the highest misery index, these are the worst jobs to have. Number 10, marketing manager. Number 9, CNC machinist. I don't know what a CNC machinist is. Number 8, tech support analyst.
Oh, yeah.
7, law clerk. 6, electronic technician. Number 5, technical specialist. Number 4, senior web developer. 3, product manager. 2, director of sales and marketing. There's another marketing job. Number 1, worst job to have.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine. Director of Information Technology. Oh, I'm supposed to plug that in? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
I still don't get it. I clicked on the, it said that I had won, and I clicked on the attachment, and now my computer doesn't work very well.
Yeah. I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That said, that said, why is it that every time you talk to someone, and if you have a company that has someone that is nothing more than IT or tech support, and we have people here that we go to, but we don't have
a designated person. Right?
Show Observer says CNC machinist is computer numerical control.
Thank you,
machinist.
Okay,
so,
doesn't help me a lot, but now I know what CNC
me either. But and I know I'm not qualified.
Yeah.
But if you have a place that's all they do. No matter what your question is, they treat you as if you don't have sense enough to come in out of the rain.
But we have dealt with that for a long time.
I understand.
With engineers.
I understand.
Because the engineer would just come in and they just start talking about stuff, and we glaze over, and then they smile and turn around and walk out.
And it's fixed.
Yeah.
Or it never works improperly.
When they're there. So. Well, if you knew that the Gorgias connected to the Philistines.
Right.
Thousands of teenage moms have taken part in a new government survey, and it turns out many of them are clueless about their chances of actually getting pregnant.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah. Thousands of teenage moms have taken part in a new government survey, and it turns out many of them were clueless about their chances of actually getting pregnant. The Centers for Disease, that's why I thought I'd go ahead and give you this one. Yeah. Centers for Disease Control said teens who had unintended pregnancies show half weren't using any form of birth control. And of those girls, nearly a third believed, they wouldn't or couldn't get pregnant.
And what about it, I wonder, made them think that they couldn't get pregnant?
I don't know.
Other than the fact that they're obviously too stupid to realize that they could get pregnant.
Well, here's the other thing is then the CDC didn't ask them to explain that.
Of course not, because that's the logical follow-up question.
There's the answer. Okay, well, we got the answer. Here's another finding. Nearly a quarter of the teen moms who did not use contraception said they didn't because, well, their partner didn't want them to. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Just want to let you know. Other studies have asked teens about their contraception use and beliefs about pregnancy, but the CDC survey is the first to focus on teens. teens.
Who never have any problems. Yeah,
5,000 teen moms, 19 states, 2004 to 2008.
I don't know how it happened.
That's right.
Tell me how it happened.
It was immaculate.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's happened before.
Well, there you go.
There's precedent.
That's right. There's history on this.
There's this big book in Mama's house that talks all about it.
There's history on it, but you know what, darling? It ain't on your side.
No, it's not.
Because there's one big difference between you and her, okay?
If you're a fan of wine and outer space, you're going to love this. Huffington Post says a vineyard in Chile has created a red wine that's aged with a 4.5 billion year old meteorite.
Is that supposed to make it taste better?
I don't know. Was it floating in the vat like a marshmallow? I mean, what?
Will it be available in Newt's base on the moon?
Yeah.
What's he smoking?
I don't know. Look.
Tucker and I were talking this morning, and as he said, since when is Tracy Jordan running for the Republican presidential nomination?
I like it.
We're going to build a moon base.
Yeah, that's what. By his second term, though. Not the first term, but second term.
Yeah, he'll be on his sixth marriage by then, too. So.
Newt's second term. Just put those words together. Newt's second term.
And before
Think about it. Before
the Newt lovers start calling, I really don't care. Yeah. I mean, it's just... Of all the things that are important to the nation right now, where does that fall?
Yeah.
Where does that fall? I mean, we just gutted the space program for crying out loud, you know, and I'm not here to argue the merits of that. But where does that fall? And I know, here we are.
Hopefully, in the last quarter of the list.
If you'd like to continue this discussion, I'll be jammering about it in the parking lot.
Of course. This date in history.
I love this part.
1832, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland was published. 1880, Thomas Edison received a patent for his light. That's enough. You got 45 seconds.